Shalom, shalom. Welcome to B'nai Noach Torah Institute. This is Dr. Akiva Gamlil, and I am pleased that you are considering learning with us. Recently, B'nai Noach Torah Institute entered our eighth year of teaching on the Internet. B'nai Noach Torah Institute is a Torah observant institute for B'nai Yisrael, that's the descendants of Yaakov, or converts to Judaism, to those who are Jewish, and B'nai Noach. That's the descendants of Noach. You know, the flood, Noah's flood, the ark, the teva, the descendants of Noach. We encourage B'nai Yisrael, those who are Jewish, who live in and near a Jewish community, to learn in their own community with an observant Rav, unless their schedule prohibits this. We try to reserve our class space for Jews who are outside of a Jewish community or for those who cannot learn within their community. We especially welcome Jews and spiritualists, B'nai Noachites, who are isolated and living outside of a Jewish community, who are spread out in little pockets all around the world here and there. Few have the opportunity to learn with a qualified teacher. We open our hearts to you. We also want to welcome individuals who are experiencing the type of confusion and difficulty as expressed by our classmates in their spiritual journeys. You're headed in the right direction if you learn at B'nai Noach Torah Institute. We have a lot of questions about the New Testament. This course will be helpful. B'nai Noach Torah Institute is not a Christian institute or a Christian Messianic institute. Few Christians learn with us. We're not interested in a dialogue about your beliefs or arguing with you. I said beliefs because Christianity requires that followers take many large leaps of faith. If you are a Christian or a Christian Messianic, this course will challenge you if your heart is open to the truth beyond your wildest imaginations. You will face new issues from your own Bible. You'll be challenged to change, and you'll be challenged to follow the God of Adam, Chanuk, Noach, not Jesus. If you're Jewish, you'll be challenged to return to the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, to be a Baal Teshuvah. Before we begin, I ask you to do three things. First, please clear your table or study area. Place your Bible on the table with some notepaper and pencils for notes. Next, place your Jewish Chumash on the table with your Bible. And third, your Strong's Concordance. We'll be using those quite frequently in our audio discussions. Now, if you don't have a Jewish Chumash, and what is a Chumash? It's Bereshit, Genesis, Shemot, Exodus, Vayikra, Leviticus, Bamidbar, Numbers, Devarim, Deuteronomy, plus other high holidays and the Haftorah writings. If you don't have a Jewish Chumash, I recommend Stone's Chumash. Please go to B'nai Noach Torah Institute, click on the Learning Store, go to Art Scrolls, and then, of course, it'll talk about the Chumashim, and click on the Chumashim. It's a very small investment for changing your life in ways you could not even begin to imagine. Our position in this course will be to explore and to show why it is impossible for Jesus to be God. Why is it impossible for Jesus to be the Son of God, to be the Jewish Moshiach, to provide atonement for anyone's sins, and why it is impossible for the New Testament to be founded on HaTanakh. HaTanakh is what Christians call the Old Testament. As part of our introduction, we requested that you read the spiritual journeys some classmates wrote about who are enrolled here at B'nai Noach Torah Institute. They expressed how they feel about Christianity and how they miraculously found their way back to Torah observance. And you noticed I said, found their way back to Torah observance. Why? Because this is where Adam Rishon, the first man, and his wife Chava, Eve, began. All creation was originally Torah observance. This is what those who learn at B'nai Noach Torah Institute discover. One does not need to convert to Judaism to be Torah observant. Adam and Chava simply followed seven mitzvot, commands of HaTorah. Mitzvot means commands. We call these mitzvot the seven commands. I will briefly discuss the seven commands in one of the audios during this course. We will explore the seven commands in more depth in other curriculum at B'nai Noach Torah Institute. You will discover that most individuals already observe the seven commands. It's not difficult. The seven commands of HaTorah are the basis for 66 commands of HaTorah, which cover all aspects of living for those who are not Jewish. The commands of HaTorah are not complicated, but they are thorough. The Ten Commands of HaTorah are the basis for 613 commands, which cover all aspects of living for those who are Jewish. Dear ones, most of the individuals who come to B'nai Noach Torah Institute follow a variety of paths that lead in and out of religious observances of all types. Many of our classmates were driven by questions no one could answer to their satisfaction. Over a period of time, they began rejecting the teachings of the church. As our classmates embraced Torah observance, they were told to return to the teachings of the church, to repent and believe in Jesus, or they'd burn in hell. God forbid. Most of the individuals who come to B'nai Noach Torah Institute have been pressured and have undergone much unnecessary pain and suffering because of well-meaning individuals who did not carefully compare what HaTanakh says. This is what we want to do in this course. Before I discuss the purpose of our course, it is important to understand that this course is not designed to answer specific questions you may have. The purpose of this course is to answer some of the important questions visitors to B'nai Noach Torah Institute will have. Our purpose is to encourage you to explore what HaTanakh says. This course will provide guidance in your Bible exploration and offer confidence, especially if you identify with the spiritual journeys of our classmates. So, on one hand, we're not going to be available to answer your questions in this course. However, question after question after question has been accumulated and documented, and many, many courses at B'nai Noach Torah Institute have been developed because of your questions. So our system of helping and answering is through our courses based on your question. Dear one, B'nai Noach Torah Institute has entrance requirements and rules. Each individual who enrolls in this course does not meet our entrance requirements. Everyone who studies at B'nai Noach Torah Institute, with the exception of this course, must first complete the 5-step enrollment process and be accepted into the course of study at B'nai Noach Torah Institute. We have waived those requirements for this course. This being the situation, this course does not support communication. Why? We don't require the classmates to follow any rules. Even though this is the situation, this course is very beneficial. You'll get a feel for who we are, our teaching methods, and what we teach. This course will also provide a measuring stick to help establish where we go from here. In this course, we are providing you with information. Your only investment is the time you spend studying the material we provide. You have this opportunity to take advantage of a great learning experience. Individuals who take this course normally follow one of several paths upon completion. Some individuals enroll in a 5-step learning process, providing we have open space. Remember, we try to keep a balance of classmates to teachers and staff so that we can provide you with the best learning experience possible. Others become supporting members of B'nai Noach Torah Institute or Jewish Path and receive one of our weekly audio broadcasts. For B'nai Yisrael, we have a weekly Parshot, and for B'nai Noachides, we have a weekly Torah Lamud. We also produce a variety of comment broadcasts, which are questions and answers and comments to very interesting subjects. While it is not my position to offend or anger anyone or any group, the documentation that I will provide in this course definitely has the potential to do that. You will notice that I will go to great length to explain and provide references. My documentation will be easy to examine. Details will be provided so you can examine the accuracy of what is stated. I will approach this discussion from the position that you do not have a strong background in Hebrew. This discussion will be founded upon the fact that HaTanakh is logical. The rules of interpretation, hermeneutics, will be those as defined by Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. He was the Kohen Gadol, the high priest of B'nai Yisrael. If you'd like to read more about the 13 rules, they're listed in Karbanot, the offering section of Shacharit, in almost any weekday Jewish sitter. If you don't have a Jewish sitter, you can go to the Learning Store again, click on Art Scrolls, click on Prayer Books, and I recommend the interlinear Schottenstein edition. And if you order that, you'll find it somewhere between pages 64 and 68. If you'd like to read more about Rabbi Yishmael ben Elijah, go to Nehora. That's Nehora.com. Click on Death Anniversaries of Tzaddikim, then click on Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol. Well, dear ones, the choice is yours. Do you want to place a challenge before yourself? If so, then please fill out the enrollment form. This will only take a couple of minutes. Please read the terms for this course. Remember, you must agree to the terms for this course. Or, if not, you're welcome to visit our lending library. No membership is necessary, and it only costs $1 for each audio that you download. For now, I want to thank you for joining with me, and thank you for visiting B'nai Noach Torah Institute. Blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom.